eighth child appeared in the womb. Hang on. Therefore, as the Supreme Lord is always present in the heart of Vasudev Maharaj, the father of Krishna, we should not think the appearance of Krishna in the womb of Devaki appeared like an ordinary child of this world. Vasudev had the Supreme Lord in his heart. He transferred the Supreme Lord in his heart into the womb of Devaki by mantra. Just like the spiritual master. How does he give you Krishna? He gives you Krishna by chanting the name of Krishna into your ear. That is like the first birth. Isn't Guru Maharaj always says, three births are there, or two births. The first is the birth by the mother and father, but the real birth is by the birth the spiritual master gives when he gives you mantra. Therefore, one should receive the mantra, the name of Krishna, from the lips of a pure devotee. Sampradaya hinasya mantrastu nishvalam bhavet. If one does not receive the mantra from the pure guru in the disciplic succession, that mantra is completely useless. Therefore, Vasudev Maharaj transferred the Lord from his heart into the womb of Devaki by mantra. Thus, when the Lord appeared in the womb of Devaki, how much she became beautiful and attractive. Day by day, her beauty and effulgence increased, and the more Kamsa's fear increased also day by day. Thus, Vasudev, because he is the father of the Supreme Lord, he could not be understood even by great personalities like Kamsa. Indeed, the pure devotees are unapproachable and imperceivable for living entities who have no devotion. Therefore, when the Lord appeared in the womb of Devaki, she appeared all attractive, just like the eastern direction becomes beautified by the rising of the full moon. Thus, Devaki could understand by the ecstasy she felt, the Supreme Lord is definitely there within my womb. She illuminated the whole palace. Kamsa had become afraid. Kamsa had put them both in the jail. Therefore, when you go even today to the birthplace of Krishna, you go downstairs to the dungeon, that is Krishna's appearance place. Therefore, Kamsa became very much worried. Oh my God, Hare Krishna, what am I going to do now? This Devaki, she is not an ordinary person. Her effulgence is completely unbearable to me, but I cannot kill her. If I kill her, then my reputation will be completely spoiled. A person who is cruel is considered dead despite living. What can I do? What can I do? Das asina samvinas tishtam bhujana paryatam mahim chintayano rishikesham apasyat tanmayo jagat. Thus Kamsa became absorbed in fear of the Lord. He knew the Lord will appear as the eighth son of my sister. Therefore he knew the Lord was coming. Therefore he became completely absorbed in thinking of the Lord out of fear. Thus, while sitting, sleeping, lying, eating, or walking, he constantly thought in the Supreme Lord in a mood of fear. Thus, by his absorption in the Lord, he was seeing the Lord present everywhere. This is the vision of the topmost devotee. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yomam pasrata sarvata sarvata yomam pasati. The Supreme Lord always sees me. I am not out of vision of the devotee. And say, Kamsa, by thinking of the Lord in fear, he achieved perfection. Only he had no affection for the Lord. But still, only two rules in spiritual life. Isn't it? Smartavyo satato vishnu na smartavya na jutashit. Saravide na siddhayo atayova kinkaram. Always remember the Lord, always remember Krishna, and never forget him. These are the two rules of spiritual life. Comes to achieve perfection by thinking of the Lord out of fear. In fact, it's described for the years since he knew that the Lord would appear, Kamsa had given up eating and sleeping. Because Krishna is blackish complexion, therefore everything that black would remind him of Krishna, he would become terrified. At night time when he would close his eyes, oh, Krishna is coming. When he would go to embrace his wives had black hair, oi, Haribol. When they'd bring him some soup, the chilies were a little burnt, he would stab the soup with an axe. Oh! Govinda is coming there in this form. He became completely absorbed in the Lord. Therefore, Tanmayo Jagat. Tanmayam Jagat. He became completely absorbed. He had no other thought except Krishna. Only one thing, he had no love for him. But anyway, he fixed his mind and senses there. That time all the demigods knew the Supreme Lord was appearing. Therefore, they used to come and offer prayers to Devaki's womb in the prison house. Satya bratam satya param tri satyam santasyonim nimihincha satye satyasya satyam riti satya netram satyamakam tvam saranam prapadye. Satyam means truth. Something which is sat or eternal, that means it's non-material. Satya bratam satya param tri satyam. Haste, they prayed to Krishna in the womb. Krishna, you are tri satyam. Means you are true in the all three phases of time, right? You're looking at Damodar Maharaj. He may be true now, but in the past I was not there. In the future I will not be there. Therefore I'm not true in all three phases of time. But Krishna is true in all phases of time. In the past he was also there. In the present he is also now. And in the future he will also be unchanged. Therefore Trisatyam, Satya Param, you are the eternal truth because all other truths are dependent upon you for their existence. Satya Bratam, your words are always true because the Lord promises in the Vedas, I will appear birth yuga after yuga. Therefore, the Supreme Lord, to keep his word, the Vedas true, he always appears in his scheduled incarnations. These days there are many cheap 10-cent incarnations, but there are no mention of those incarnations. Like, you know, Sai Baba? Good. He is running around the planet with his stomach sticking out. I am the Supreme Lord. We cannot accept because there's no mention of a gollywog with fuzzy hair appearing in Kali Yuga. Because his name and form is not mentioned anywhere in the scriptures, we can understand he is not an incarnation. He is just an imagination. Therefore, Satya Bratam, the incarnation of the Lord, is eternally predicted in the scriptures. Therefore, Satyasya Yonim Nimihim Cha Satya. O Krishna, you are also realized by those souls who are completely truthful, who have no connection with anything that is untruthful or temporary. Satasya satyam riti satanetram. You are seen by those persons who are also completely truthful. Therefore, this world, because it comes from you, in one sense, this world is also true. We cannot say this world is false just because it's temporary. Because it comes from this, the Supreme Lord who is the Supreme Truth, then this world is also true, only it's temporary. Satyapakam tvam saranam prapadye. Therefore, Lord, you will never give mercy to the hypocrites. They cannot understand you. I should read the whole translation. O Lord, you never deviate from your vow, which is always true. Because what you decide is perfectly correct and cannot be stopped by anyone. Being present in the three phases of time, also only you perform the activities of creation, maintenance, and destruction. You are the Supreme Truth. Indeed, unless one is completely truthful, one cannot achieve you. You therefore cannot be achieved by the hypocrites. You are the active principle of the real truth. You are all the ingredients of the creation, and therefore you are the internal witness of everything. You are equal to everyone. And your instructions are applicable to everyone at all time. You are the beginning of all truth. Therefore, we offer our obeisances to you again and again. Vibrasi rupani aburoda atma ksemaya lokasya chara chasya sattvopamani sattvamattam satama badrani muhum kalanam. You are always in complete knowledge. You descend to bring good fortune to the souls of this world. You appear in your different incarnations. All of those incarnations are true, eternal, and completely spiritual. You are always Purusham Purnam, beyond the material atmosphere. You are pleasing to the pious and religious souls, but for the non-devotees, you are death. Therefore, the demigods offered many nice prayers. Therefore, Swayam Samutya Sudestastram Dhyumam, you are like the Supreme Sun that gives illumination to everyone. Forgetfulness of you is called darkness. You can be known by those who take shelter at the feet of your pure devotees. The great souls, when they have crossed the ocean of birth and death, they are very much kind. That boat which they use to cross the ocean, they leave that boat on the far shore. Understand? When I use a boat and cross the other river, the boat's stuck on the other side and the guys on my side of the bank, tough luck. But the devotees are not like that. They use the boat to cross the ocean of birth and death, and that boat they leave behind for others to cross in the form of their instructions. Na nama rupe guni janma karma bi nirupitatve tavatasya sakshana manu vachobhyam anumeya vatmano deva kriyayam pratiyanto atapuhi. Hey Krishna, your form, name, and pastimes cannot be understood by those who use their imagination. You can be understood only by the process of devotion. Therefore, ye yanye devindavoktamanias tvayastabhava basudabudaya. Those who consider themselves liberated but have not taken shelter of your lotus feet move again in the cycle of birth and death. Therefore, the demigods offered many wonderful prayers. Hey Lord, you are not an ordinary living being appearing in this world as a result of their past karma. Your appearance or birth in this world has no other cause except your own desire. Therefore, we take shelter of you. Thus, offering many prayers, the demigods became satisfied. At the time of the appearance of Krishna, Krishna appeared on what day? Radhika? Janmashtami. That's in August this year, August 19th, give or take a few days. The appearance of the Lord. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chaye chame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha. One who understands the divine nature of my birth, my activities and pastimes, when leaving his body, never takes birth again. Okay, Kala? If you think Krishna's an ordinary guy, he appeared like I take birth, he did activities compelled by lust, like I also do activities, a person like that cannot cross the ocean of birth and death. But one understands that everything about Krishna is completely spiritual. That person who understands that with realization, at the time of death, that person never takes a body. When the king visits the prison, the rules of the prison do not apply to him. Therefore, when the Lord appears in this world, the rules of the material world do not apply to him. Everyone, when they take birth, has to take birth as a result of their past activities, and they appear in a body of stool and urine. But Krishna, he does not take birth because of his past activities. He takes birth because of his own desire. Did you choose your body color? Therefore, even your birth was not according to your own desire. But Krishna's birth, because he is completely independent, he appears out of his own volition. He appears with a body not made of material world. His body is Sat, Chit, Ananda. His body is made of eternality, knowledge, and bliss. Therefore, we can never see any picture of old Krishna. Have you ever seen a picture of old Krishna? With white hair, teeth in the glass, in the wheelchair? He is ever fresh. Therefore, the Rig Veda that was written at the beginning of creation said, Apasya Gopam Balavam Ridete. I saw one cowherd boy. He had no transformation, no change. Therefore, the same Krishna at the beginning of creation and before the creation is the same Krishna now, the same who will always be in the future. Therefore, God has a form. Anyone who said God has no form, that person is an atheist. If God is all powerful, you mean he's so powerful he couldn't even make himself a form? What type of unique God is that? There he has an eternal form. If God has no form, you cannot love him. You cannot serve him. You cannot taste his sweetness if he has no form. Therefore, the Supreme Lord has an eternal, all-attractive form. Therefore, some persons call the Supreme Lord Krishna. Krishna. Krishna means attraction because he is the all-attractive male. Therefore, his beauty attracts everyone. And na, those who think of him taste ananda, or happiness. Therefore, Krishna. Therefore, the time of Krishna's appearance, the whole universe was surcharged with goodness. all the planets were fixed in nice astrological positions, indicating all auspiciousness for everyone. The rivers were full. All different types of flowers appeared even out of season. The earth appeared extraordinarily beautiful. All the trees and plants were full of flowers. All the bees were chanting. The birds were singing with sweet voices. Everyone was completely ecstatic. At that time, the only ones who were unhappy were persons like Kamsa. When the demigods knew the Supreme Lord will appear, they all began to sing and playing drums. At that time, Krishna appeared at midnight on the Ashtami, 8 days after the new moon. That time is complete darkness. Why 8 days? Because we have 8 senses. This body is made of 8 ingredients. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. But Krishna is above the range of all of them, therefore he appeared on the Ashtami. He appeared in the dark midnight, means he cannot be known by your own efforts. He can only be understood by his mercy. That time when he appeared with 4 hands. In each hand he carried his weapons, the chakra, the discus, the conch, the lotus flower, and the club. He appeared with 4 hands, very much attractive. He was dressed in yellow garments. He had long hair. That time when Vasudev saw the Lord, he became stunned in wonder. He collected, because he was in the prison, he could not give any charity. Therefore, in his mind, he donated 10,000 cows to the Brahmanas. He offered many prayers. Viditosi bhavan shakshad purusho prakati para keval anubhava nanda sarupa sarvabhudidrik. O Lord, you are always beyond the supreme creation, purusha. You are always a person. Your form can be understood only by pure devotion, by knowledge. I now can understand your position perfectly. You are the same person who created this world by your energies, and after the creation it is dissolved, only you will remain. Therefore you have entered this world, although you are not part of it. When we hear God is everywhere, right? God's everywhere. Is this God? But you cannot say it separate from God. Therefore, Vasudev says, even though you have ended this creation, you are still separate from it, like a spider. A spider makes a web. The web comes from the spider. The web and the spider are not different. But the spider moves everything in the web, but he's never trapped by the web. He remains independent of it. And when the web dissolves, it disappears back into the spider, and only the spider remains. Therefore, Krishna is like that. This world is nothing but a transformation of his energy. It's nothing else but him, but still he has a separate existence, a spiritual form. Therefore, Vasudev offered many prayers, but then he became afraid. 2 things are in Vasudev Maharaj: awe and reverence, understanding that the Supreme Lord is my son, but he also has affection for Krishna like a father. Therefore, 2 moods are there in him. Here for 10 few years, you'll get it. All devotees know the same mood towards the Lord. Therefore, he could understand the Supreme Lord standing before him, but he also became afraid. Oh no, if Kamsa knows you've appeared in my prison house, then he'll kill you. So, some ecstatic emotions there on Vasudev. Therefore, in order to please Vasudev, the Supreme Lord took the form of baby Krishna. Devaki, also she offered many prayers. Vasudev said, O Lord, O Master of all the demigods, I heard the prophecy that you would take birth as my son and you would kill Kamsa. But Kamsa is very uncivilized. He has killed all your older brothers. As soon as he hears from the prison guards that you have appeared, he will immediately come with weapons to kill you. Therefore, Devaki, when she saw her Lord, she became wonderful. She also offered many prayers. She said, the scriptures try to describe you, but they cannot because you are so unlimited. You are the origin of the entire cosmos. You're the greatest of everything. You are full of effulgence like the sun. You have no change. You have no deviation. You have no material cause. You have no material desires. But still, you are so kind. You've appeared as my son. Therefore, many prayers she offered. What to do? Vasudev Maharaj became very much worried as the child was crying, where? Then he knows the guards will tell Kamsa. Kamsa will come and put to death my son, the Supreme Lord. Because Vasudev and Devaki have two things in their heart. On one side, they feel, they know that their son is the Supreme Lord. But they also have the feeling, my son, the Lord is my son, I should protect him. Therefore, Vasudev Maharaj was chained. The doors were locked. As he picked up the baby, he said, Krishna, my son. As soon as he chanted the holy name with relationship. The shackles opened upon his arms and legs. The prison door swung out. And Vasudev put the baby in a basket and ran out from the prison and headed towards the small village of Vrindavan, Gokul. Just like we are chanting the holy name, but we are not chanting with relationship. Therefore, Bahu Janma Kadi Yadi Shravana Kirtan Taputana Pai Krishna Pai Premadan. You can chant the holy name for millions of births, but you're chanting without relationship. You cannot get prema. Therefore, even if we do a little bit of devotion with relationship, the result will be very big. So the appearance of Krishna is very strange because Krishna had also appeared simultaneously in the village of Gokul. Therefore, there are two simultaneous appearances of Krishna just to make it difficult for Kali to understand. Therefore, Vasudev Maharaj became afraid for his son. He put his child in a basket and went to cross the Yamuna. The Yamuna, even though it looks like a river, Guru Maharaj said one time in the Ganga, we were there. He said, what's this? He said, you are seeing like a river, but I'm seeing it like liquid prema, pure love for Krishna in the form of a river. She'd been waiting many, many thousands of years for the appearance of Krishna. Now she knew Krishna had come. Therefore, Vasudev Maharaj was thinking where to cross the river. That was a heavy thunderstorm at that time, dark at night. One yellow jackal was there. Who was that? That was Shesh. Cross the river here. He crossed the Yamuna. That time was very shallow. Vasudev had baby Krishna in a basket. And the Yamuna wanted to see Krishna, but she couldn't see him because he was in the basket there. Therefore, she became agitated. She was rising. Vasudev Maharaj is thinking, I'm going to be drowned. Krishna poked his foot out and touched the Yamuna. Yamuna became satisfied and went down again. Vasudev Maharaj thought, I have to rescue my child. Therefore, he went to Vrindavan. And there, Krishna had appeared in his original form in Gokul. Therefore, for devotees, I'll explain. Guru Maharaj said, Krishna took birth in Vrindavan. But Krishna appeared in Mathura. In Mathura, he appeared. Mathura is full of the mood of awe and reverence. Therefore, when he appeared in his four-handed form. Then he took the form of baby Krishna. But in Gokul, they worship the Lord in the mood of sweetness. Therefore, there was no four-armed appearance of Krishna there. He appeared directly from the womb of Yasoda in the form of a small baby, complete with umbilical cord. Because Krishna is Naravat Lila in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, there is only the mood of sweetness. Therefore, unknown to everyone, Krishna had also appeared in Vrindavan. Yasoda Nandan ki jai. So, Yasoda Nanda, the eternal mother and father of Krishna in Vrindavan, of Vrindavan Krishna. But they had become very old, but they had no son. Therefore, they were talking. Nanda Baba said, I keep on thinking of one boy, very beautiful, dark like a tamal tree, but his limbs are very soft. He is smiling nicely. I always see him in my meditation. I always think of him. How we can make that child appear as our son. Then Yasoda saying, I'm also feeling like that. Maybe we can perform a sacrifice. Like this morning we heard, the parents of Lord Ram performed a sacrifice to get Ram as their son. But Nanda Baba said, no, it's not possible. Because the sun that we want is millions of times more beautiful even than Lord Ram. Therefore, only by a sacrifice we cannot get such a sun. What to do? They consulted with the Brahmanas of Vrindavan. They said, only Ekadasi can fulfill your desire. Ekadasi means twice a month we fast for the happiness of Krishna. Krishna Bhakti Vasati Boli Paramadara Kori. Bhakti Janani, the birthplace of devotion, is Ekadasi. Therefore, Nanda and Yashoda followed the vow of Ekadasi for 1 year. As a result, the Supreme Lord gave mercy and desired to appear in their womb of Yashoda. That time, Nanda Baba were very old. Therefore, when Yashoda became pregnant, all the Brijvasis became very much excited. A miracle has happened. Otherwise, how old Nanda and Yashoda can have a son after so many years without a son? It's described that Nanda Baba's father, Parjanya, he used to worship Lord Shiva, Asheshwar Mahadev. And he used to pray, please give my middle son Nanda a boy. Give him a boy. Give him a boy. All the Brijvasis were praying, oh, may Nanda and Yashoda have a son. They were also thinking of Krishna before his appearance because they're his eternal devotees. Therefore, all the Brijvasis would say, whatever good activities we have, we give them to Nanda so Nanda can have a son. When Krishna appears, his eternal devotees appear with him. He never appears alone. Therefore, when Yashoda became pregnant, everyone became so much happy. Therefore, when Krishna appeared on the full moon in Vrindavan, you cannot imagine the festival that was called Nandotsav. So in Vrindavan, even today, millions of people come from all India and celebrate the festival of Krishna's birth or appearance. The Supreme Lord, who has no beginning, takes birth. How is that possible, Kala? It's impossible. But for the happiness of his devotees and for the welfare of the world, he makes the impossible possible. Therefore, when Krishna was born, Yogamaya, who arranges the pastimes of Krishna, she appeared first. Isn't it? Yogamaya, who makes your relation with Krishna. She appeared first as the daughter of Yashoda, then Krishna appeared after. But Mother Yashoda was unconscious at that time by the arrangement of Yogamaya. She could not understand she had given birth to two children. Therefore, Vasudev Maharaj, when he came to Gokul with Krishna in the basket, he did not see the other Krishna. The original Krishna lying there, he could only see the girl, Yogamaya. He took Yogamaya, put in the basket, and put his Krishna down, thinking Krishna will stay here in Vrindavan, he will be protected. The Krishna of Vasudev Maharaj merged with the original Krishna in Vrindavan and became one, but Vasudev could not understand any of that. Only he thought, my son is here in Vrindavan. And taking the girl, he went back to Mathura. Because Vasudev Maharaj was thinking Kamsa would never kill a girl. Because he said the eighth son would kill. And so he thought, when he hears that there's a girl child born, then he will not do anything. Therefore, Vasudev Maharaj came back in the prison with the baby girl. And the prison guards woke up. They ran. Kamsa Maharaj. Base to Kamsa. Child has been born. Kamsa immediately rushed down with his sword. When he saw it was a girl, Kamsa began to lament, oh, I've been cheated. Those demigods cheated me for nothing. They said the eighth son would be the cause of my death, but it's not even a boy. Then Kamsa began to lament his fate very bitterly. Oh, nothing like being lied to. Then he thought, better to be safe than sorry. He took the girl and went to strike her on the stone. She flew out of his hands and took the form of Durga. You know Durga? Mahamaya, illusion, personified. Isn't it? She's a lady. Surprise, surprise. She's the external energy of Krishna. Like we see Krishna always with Radharani, she's his internal energy. But Radharani's shadow in this world is external energy. Therefore, she flew in the air. She kicked Kamsa in the head. Oh. She said, fool, your killer has taken birth somewhere else. And she disappeared. Kamsa began to lament bitterly. He begged forgiveness from Vasudev. I am so much sorry. I have caused you suffering for no reason. But Yogamaya had said, that child had been born elsewhere. Therefore, he began looking everywhere where Krishna has taken birth. But that's another story. Meanwhile, in Gokul, when Yasoda became conscious, she saw the sun, her child. She could not even imagine the child was so beautiful. His limbs were so soft, she was afraid to hold him. So much beautiful. Then Krishna had some marks of the Supreme Lord. One of them is a golden line on his chest. Madhya thinking where that line has come from. Maybe some breast milk has spilled on. She was trying to rub the line off, but she couldn't rub it off. And meanwhile, the word had spread in Vrindavan. Nanda Baba has finally had a son. Therefore, ecstasy personified manifest in Gokul. The messenger ran to Nanda Baba. Oh Baba, good fortune, I have some news for you. What's the news? Then he said, you can't go like that. Put some color on your hair. Put on your best dhoti. You have given birth to a son. That time, ecstasy personified manifest in the heart of Nanda. He could not even speak. Therefore, he ran there. And then when he saw his child, he felt ecstasy. But he was thinking, this child is so attractive. It's more than what I meditated on. Therefore, the festival of Krishna's birthday is called Nandotsav. That time, they had a huge festival. All the Brijbasis were invited. And when all saw Krishna, all began to chant, Nanda Kiya Nanda Bayo. Ki Nanda Kiya Nanda Bayo. Hati Gora Palki. Jai Kaneya Lal Ki. Nobody knows the song. Come on. That time, Nanda Jai at the box. In the time, in the Vedic times, when someone is born, we give gifts to the audience. Therefore, Nanda Baba was so happy his son had appeared. Everything he had, even the clothes off his back, his jewelry, his earrings, all his cows, all the wealth he possessed, he donated everything to the Brijabasis and said, all of you, I just want one thing from you. All of you bless my son with a long life. Therefore, all began singing, Nanda Kiya Nanda Bayo. Jai Kanaya Lalki. Nanda Kiya Nanda Bayo. All brothers, all glories to the happiness of Nanda Baba. And all you are meant to chant, Jai Kanaya Lalki. All glories to Krishna Kanaya Lal. Nanda Kiya Nanda Bayo. Nanda Kiya Nanda Bayo. Hati Goda Palki. Hati, play the madanga. Hati Goda Palki. Nanda Kiya Nanda Bayo. Jai Kanaya Lalki. Jai Kanaya. Nanda Kiya Nanda Bayo. Nanda Kiya Nanda Bayo. Hati Gora Palki. Hati Gora Palki. Nanda Kiya Nanda Bayo. Nanda Kiya Nanda Bayo. Hati Gora Palki. Hati Gora Palki. Kiya Nanda Bayo. Govinda Jai Jai Bolo Gopala Jai Jai. Govinda Jai Jai Bolo Gopala Jai Jai. Give in the back. All Brijbasis get, not just Prem's friends. Nanda Kiya Nanda Bayo. Nanda Kiya Nanda Bayo. Govinda Jai Jai Bolo Gopala Jai Jai. Govinda Jai Jai Bolo Gopala Jai Jai. Hey Govind, play the madanga. Govinda Jai Jai Bolo Gopala Jai Jai. Govinda Jai Jai Bolo Gopala. Govinda Jai Jai Bolo Gopala Jai Jai. Hey Govinda Jai Jai Bolo Gopala Jai Jai. Govinda Jai Jai.
Govinda Jai Jai Bolo Gopala Jai Jai.
Hey, calm down. Hey. Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai. 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 Radha Manani Govinda Jai Jai. Radha Manani Govinda Jai Jai. Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai. Even those persons who were normally very grave became very childish in the festival of Nandabhavan. All began throwing butter, yogurt, ghee on each other. So much ghee, so much yogurt, so much lassi, so many sweets were thrown that the drains of Nandabhavan became completely full, solid. Everyone drowned in the nectarian ecstasy of Krishna's appearance. Therefore, Nanda Baba, at the time of the appearance of his son, everything he had in distribute, he distributed in charity. And he asked everyone, everyone should bless my son. My son should have a long life. Therefore, when Krishna appeared in Gokul, all happiness appeared with him. Everyone was very happy except for Kamsa Maharaj. Kamsa, hearing that was very shocked to find that the eighth child was not going to be the cause of his death after all. Kamsa wept bitterly to his sister. Alas, I am so sinful that I am exactly like a man-eater who kills his own children. I have killed so many sons born to you. Alas, not only humans being lies, but even the demigods lied to me. Therefore, he gave some philosophy. Don't be attached. Everyone gets the result of their own activities. Therefore, he begged forgiveness. My dear brother-in-law and sister, please be merciful to me. I am very poor-hearted. Please excuse my atrocities. And Kamsa fell at the feet weeping. Kamsa fully believed in the words of Maya Durga. Therefore, he knew that his killer had been born somewhere else. Therefore, Kamsa began expending all his energies, finding out where Krishna had appeared. Therefore, one of Kamsa's associates, her name was Putana. Remember last night we told? When Bhamandev came as a beautiful dwarf, that girl decided, I want him as my son. When she saw that the Lord had bound her father like a crow, then she said, If you were my son, I'd poison you. The Lord accepted both desires, therefore she appeared in her next birth as Putana. Putana. Putana means one who is never pure. Putana also means one who has no put, no son, childless woman. Therefore he sent Putana. Oh Putana, go everywhere in the district. And any children who have been born in the last 10 days, take their life. Therefore, Putana moved everywhere, drinking the blood of small children. And by the arrangement of Yogamaya called Putana to Vrindavan, come here. because Krishna had an unfulfilled desire. That desire we'll hear later. No one can enter Vrindavan without the mercy of Yogamaya, because it's Krishna's own abode. Therefore, Yogamaya directly inspired her to come. Thus, when she came to Vrindavan, she heard, yes, Nanda and Yasoda have given birth to a very, very attractive boy. Therefore, she took the form of the ugly witch, Putana. She changed her form and made herself into a most attractive young lady. When she entered into the house of Nanda Baba, she looked like a second goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. Her hips were full, her breasts were large and firm. She had a very slim waist that appeared to be breaking at every step. Her hair was beautifully decorated. As she smiled, she attracted the minds of everyone. She was so beautiful, the residents of Vrindavan said, "Who is this Lakshmi?" But how it could be Lakshmi? Lakshmi always has a lotus in her hand. But actually, she was looking for small children to kill. Therefore, even though she looked like a devotee, she looked like a mother of Krishna, she was not actually a mother of Krishna. She was an enemy of Krishna. Therefore, all these personalities who Krishna kills, they all represent something. Putana represents the false guru. Because outward she looks so much nice, so much devoted to Krishna. But inside she has one real intention. What is that? To cover the appearance of the Lord. To stop the manifestation of true religion. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote a wonderful article describing Putana, the false guru. Also in the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many, many false devotees are there. Thakur Bhaktivinoda explained, when Krishna appeared in Satyayuga as Nrisingadev, the demon appeared as Hiranyakasipu. They both appeared in the same universe but on different planets. In Treta Yuga, the Lord appeared as Lord Ram and the demon appeared as Ravan. They were both born on the same planet, this earth planet, but on different islands. Ram was in India and Ravan was in Sri Lanka. But in this Dwapara Yuga, Krishna appeared in the prison downstairs and Kamsa the demon was upstairs, the same building. Therefore now is Kali Yuga, the incarnation is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore the demon, he thought, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is preaching so powerfully, no illicit sex, no meat-eating, no intoxication, no gambling, where will I go? Therefore describe, the demons in this age, they shave their head, put on tilak, and join the Sankirtan movement. Therefore, Prabhupada said, this movement can never be destroyed from outside. It can only be destroyed from inside. Therefore, Thakur Bhaktivinoda gave warning. Etawak kalichala mataneda kopinpala tilakanak hate mala sahaja bhajana kochana mamatu manasange poredabala. Nice poem he wrote. Gorgon Maharaj, my guru, when he used to say this, he laughed so much. There is one person, he looks like a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he's not a devotee. Etuek Kali Chela. He's a follower of Kali, means hypocrisy. Mata Nedha, but he shaves his head. Kopin Pada, he wears kopin, sannyasi, like a monk. Tilakanak, on his nose he has the tilak. Hate Mala, in his heart, in his hand he has a mala. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sahaja Bhajane Kochana Mama, but he's a sahaja, that means an imitationist. And everyone calls him Mama, Uncle. Tumara Shangere Porera Bala. And the only reason he's come here is to steal your wife. Therefore, be careful. Therefore, Putana represents that false guru, false devotee. Therefore, like the false guru in this world, their only business is to give trouble to the real teacher, to stop the manifestation of the real transcendental religion of the worship of the Lord. Therefore, they appear to stop the appearance of Krishna. That's Putana, the false guru. There's a saying in Bengali, Oti Bhakti Chor Lakshan. Too much devotion must be the sign of a thief. Therefore, Putana showed too much devotion, too much beauty, too much attraction to Krishna. Therefore, while searching for small children, she came to the village where Krishna had appeared. In fact, without asking anyone's permission, she went straight into the maternity room. She was so beautiful, Mother Yasoda, Krishna's mother, out of humility, was thinking, how I could give birth to such a beautiful child. This must be the real mother. Some mistake must have been there, she was thinking. As he saw Krishna in the bed, Krishna closed his eyes. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains many reasons why Krishna closed his eyes. Krishna thought, I just began my pastimes, I'm going to kill a woman. It's not good, therefore he closed his eyes. Also, if Krishna's eyes were open, Putana would be too afraid to come to him. Therefore, in order to act like a normal child, he closed his eyes like that. Also, Krishna closed his eyes and thinking, she has come to me like a mother, where can I send her? Krishna was thinking, which destination to give her? Therefore, all these reasons, when she came, she could understand the child was like a fire covered by ashes. She could understand, not a normal child. She saw the child sleeping in the bed, his unlimited power covered like a fire covered by ashes. Means Krishna's unlimited potencies were covered by his sweetness of his baby form. Just like when we give someone a medicine, you cover it in chocolate. They cannot understand what's inside. Therefore, Krishna's incarnation is most bewildering because he has an all-attractive, harmless baby figure. But all the potency of the Supreme Lord are completely there. Don't think Krishna had to go through puberty, then he became the Supreme Lord. Even as a baby in the arms of his mother, even in the womb of his mother, he was always the Supreme Lord. But he manifests that sweetness of a baby form for the happiness of the devotees. Therefore, Putana could understand this child was not ordinary. Therefore, to encourage her to come closer, Krishna closed his eyes. Krishna, who is the all-pervading super soul. Crow, who's in your heart? The soul is there, but who's the soul of the soul? Krishna is there. Therefore, he knows everything as the witness of everyone's heart. He knew why she is coming. Therefore, as if afraid of her, Krishna closed his eyes. Thus, Putana, without fear, she took baby on her lap. Just as an unintelligent person puts a, thinking a snake to be a rope, they put a snake on their lap, not understand? I'll say that in English. Like a person, a foolish person who mistakes a snake to be a rope and puts it on their lap, Putana mistake this child to be an ordinary child, not the Supreme Lord. She put him on her lap. Therefore, here Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments. Although Krishna fully understands Putana's identity, he closed his eyes like an ordinary child to show his fearfulness as an ordinary child would, and to avoid seeing such an inauspicious person as Putana, he closed his eyes. To make Krishna was about to do a greatly violent act, therefore to not spoil a violence with his merciful glance, he closed his eyes. And to avoid the shame of killing a person who would come as his mother, he closed his eyes. And to avoid seeing the inauspiciousness of Putana's death, he closed his eyes. Therefore, Krishna is Ananta, who has no beginning or no end, but she put him on his lap. That time, Putana, her heart was very cruel, even though she looked very affectionate like a mother. She resembled a sword in a soft case. Although seeing her in the room, Rohini and Yasoda did not do anything, remained silent because they thought she is treating my son like a mother. That time she uncovered her breast. On her nipples she had put a very powerful poison called Kalakut. And she pushed that nipple. She pushed the nipple into the mouth of baby Krishna. That time Krishna became angry and grabbed her breast. And imagine the grip of the Supreme Lord. So much painful. Krishna pressed very hard in the very vital points. Thus she began to scream, child, leave me! Child, leave me! But Krishna did not let go because Krishna promises, one who comes to me, he never takes birth again. Therefore, how Krishna will leave her? Therefore, she began to run with the child on her breast. As she ran, she shouted very loudly. Putana had the strength of 60,000 elephants. She was like a very powerful yogini witch. But she could not push the baby away. As she screamed, her screaming was so loudly, all the planets trembled. As Krishna sucked, he sucked the poison. He sucked all the bad qualities in her heart, and he sent her to the spiritual world. Therefore, as Krishna sucked, she cried. As she ran, she assumed her original form. She was running back to Kamsa, Oh, Kamsa, save me. Therefore, she ran. She assumed her original form. It was 12 miles high. Her mouth, which was full of teeth, represented like a plow. Her breasts resembled big slabs of stone. Her hair was reddish, copper-colored. Her eyes looked like big dark wells. Her thighs, thunder thighs, represented the banks of a river. Her arms and feet seemed like huge bridges. Thus, everyone was shattered by the screaming of Putana. She took that huge form and tried to reach. But Krishna was thinking, you've come to Vrindavan, the first person I'm going to deliver. How can I deliver you if you leave outside of Vrindavan? Therefore, Krishna, Vrindavan is like a Bermuda Triangle. Someone who goes there never returns. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, my dear brother, Bandha Sangi Jaditaba Ranga Parihas. My dear brother, if you want to be happy with friendship, society, and love, never go to Vrindavan, and whatever you do, never look at the smiling face of Krishna, otherwise you'll be completely finished. Therefore, Putana fell down dead upon the ground. So she was 12 miles long. Imagine how high her breast was. 2-3 miles up there. Therefore, all the Brijvasis, they had not had a chance to personally hold Krishna. Therefore, they made a human chain up to the nipple, and they passed baby Krishna, and everyone got a chance to hold Krishna, my son. All the Brijvasis have a special relationship to Krishna. Some think, Amar Saka, Amar Putra, Amar Pranapati, Jebab Sekora, Morasuta Bhakti. Some think Krishna is my friend. Some think Krishna is my son. Others think Krishna is my beloved. There was each Brijvasi held Krishna. They had their own relationship. My son, my son, my son, my son. They passed Krishna down the chain of Brijvasis. Therefore, Krishna fulfilled his desire to become the son of everyone, and everyone fulfilled their desire to hold Krishna as their own. Therefore, you can imagine the condition of Madhya Soda. After so many years of waiting for Krishna's appearance, she got him, and only after 3 days he'd been kidnapped by a big witch. Krishna never likes that attraction towards him should stay on the same level. As Guru Maharaj says, bhakti, devotion is like a river. It has to be going forward, it has to be increasing. Therefore, Krishna never likes that attraction to him should be on the same level. He wants that attraction should always be increasing more and more. Therefore, Krishna himself arranges all these difficulties to come. Guru Maharaj says, like a river that's on the flat, it's very boring. No waves, no nothing. But when a river comes over the Himalayas, how much attractive it comes down the falls, across the rocks, over the precipice. That time that river looks attractive. Therefore, Krishna arranges difficulty in the lives of devotees so that bhakti may increase and become more and more attractive. That time, Mother Yasoda, she had become like a picture on a painting, stunned. She could not even weep. My son has been taken by a witch. Therefore, she crossed all the stages of emotion and she approached the ninth stage of ecstasy, which is unconsciousness. That pain is too much, she could not tolerate, therefore her Sakhi, her friend called unconsciousness, embraced her, she fell on the ground. When they put Krishna again in her arms, how much happiness she experienced. But because your mother Yasoda never wishes, she never considering how my small baby could kill such a huge 12-mile high witch, because she only sees the sweetness of Krishna. She's not interested in the opulences of Krishna, understand? She's only attracted to the sweet baby form of Krishna. Therefore, she became very much worried. My child has just been touched by an ugly witch. She took Krishna and they began to chant mantras for the protection of the son. Quickly, we have to purify him. Apavitra, pavitra, vas, avastan, gatopi, vyasmet, pundalika, sabhya, bhyanti, sisuchya. The Puranas say, if you just remember Krishna, you become pure inside and out. But here is an astonishing thing. Mother Yasoda was thinking, my child is now impure. I should purify him. Understand? Therefore, quickly, she got some ingredients from the cow. For Westerners, this may sound a bit sour, a bit strange. But cow dung is completely antiseptic. If you smear cow dung on your house, no fly will ever touch it. Therefore, quickly, how to purify my child? She got some cow dung and bathed him with the urine and the cow dung of a cow. She began chanting mantras to protect her son. One gopi did Atimam. They began chanting. Avad ajo angri maninimas. May Aja. One name, these are all names for different incarnations of the Lord. She cannot understand the original Supreme Lord is there as her son. So much affection she has. Therefore, prema, love, has that power. It can control even the most powerful person. Someone said, if Krishna can be known, then he cannot be unlimited. Sudarshita Maharaj said, no. If Krishna cannot be known, then he is not unlimited. Because he's all-powerful, he has the power to enable himself to be known by the limited. Therefore, only prema can control him. Even in this world, we see very powerful persons can be controlled only by affection. One time there was one Russian, politician. He came to visit Winston Churchill. That time he asked, I said, can I see Winston now, Mr. Churchill? No, he's busy. Can I see him now? No, wait a few minutes. Then he thought, what's he doing in the office? He looked and what did he see? Winston Churchill was on all fours. And his grandson was riding his back like a horse. Come on. Winston Churchill is still Winston Churchill. But he's been controlled by the affection of his grandson. Therefore, he's taken an inferior position. Therefore, Krishna is also like that. Despite being the omnipresent, omnipotent, supreme personality of Godhead, out of affection for his devotees, he comes in a very form. And he is controlled by the prema of his devotees. Afterward, we'll hear how Krishna was bound by his devotees. Therefore, your mother is sought out of a tense affection for Krishna. She has forgotten his position as Supreme Lord. And she only thinks of one relationship, my son. They're very exalted things. Only Bhagavatam cannot mention any other scripture, even imagining this in the dreams. Only Bhagavatam can be so bold. Krishna is so much controlled by his devotees. Therefore, Madhya Yasoda chanted mantras. May Aja protect your legs. May Manimam protect your knees. May Yagya protect your thighs. Achyuta your waist. Hayagriva your abdomen. May Keshav protect your heart. May Ishwara, the supreme controller, protect your chest. May Chakri, the Ryan who holds a chakra, may he protect you from the front. May Hari protect you from the back. May Madhu and Ajahn protect you from your two sides. May Urugriva, Urugaya protect you from the corners. May Garuda protect you from the ground. May Halada protect you from the sky. Always she chanted mantras for protection of her Krishna. Therefore, Madhya Yasoda, who are bound to Krishna by the tie of maternal affection. When she chanted mantra, Krishna began crying, oh, he's hungry. Therefore, she fed him her breast milk. Therefore, Nanda Kinkarod Brahmana, Srimiva Mahadoya Yasodava Mahabhaga Papo Yasyam Stanamhari, who can measure the good fortune of Nanda, who had the Supreme Lord as his son, but even more fortunate with Mother Yasoda, who gave her breast milk to Krishna. Thus, Nanda Baba, that day Nanda was not there. He'd gone to Kamsa to pay some tax. Therefore, as he returned home, when he was in Mathura, he had a talk with Vasudeva Maharaj. Vasudeva Maharaj said, you should protect your son. Many calamities may come. Therefore, when Nanda Baba was running home, he saw the huge body of the witch Putana. That time he was thinking, yes, Vasudeva said, true. But by the mercy of Lord Narayan, nothing happened to my son, he was thinking. Therefore, they wanted to get rid of the body. They chopped Putana into little pieces, 6 foot by 6 foot, and they burnt her body. But because her body had been touched by Krishna, Krishna had also taken her breast milk. Therefore, her body had become divine. And when they burnt her body smelled like high quality incense. Therefore, Putana Gatana Krishna ki jai. There Sukadeva Goswami says, how astonishing. Putana always hankered for the blood of small children. And she came to Krishna with that desire to kill him. But because she offered her breast to Krishna, she achieved the supreme destination, residence in the spiritual world. If someone who comes to kill Krishna achieves the spiritual world, then Sukadeva Goswami says here, then what can be the destination of those who serve Krishna with natural affection like a mother? There is nothing that they cannot achieve. If one offers a poisoned breast to Krishna and achieves the supreme destination, then what will be the destination of someone who offers something to Krishna with pure love and devotion? They must certainly achieve a higher destination. If one offers themselves to Krishna, then one cannot say what they'd get. Therefore, the Supreme Lord, Padyam Bhakta Ridhista Bhayam Vanda Bhyam Lokavanditaha Angam Yasya Samakramya Bhagavan Api Tatstanam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always within the core of the heart of His devotees. He is always offered prayers by worshipful persons such as Brahma and Shiva. Because Krishna embraced Putana's body with great pleasure and sucked her breast, although she was a great witch, she achieved the position of a mother in the spiritual world and thus achieved perfection. Then what to say of the destination achieved by the cows who give their nipples for Krishna to suck? Their milk to Krishna is like the highest nectar. Krishna can all give all type of benedictions, including liberation. But the residents of Vrindavan only knew that Krishna was their son. The gopis always felt maternal love towards Krishna, and Krishna sucked their breasts with happiness. Because their relationship as mother and son, those gopis never returned to the material world. Upon smelling the fragrance of the smoke emanating from Putana's body, everyone was thinking, where does that good smell come from? They couldn't understand that it was coming from Putana's body. Thus, any person who hears with faith and devotion about how Krishna killed Putana, that person definitely achieves attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yasoda Nandana Krishna. Anyway, in Vedic culture, after a certain time, that child is given a name. Namgran Samskar. Therefore, Krishna, along with his brother Balaram, who appeared 8 days before Krishna, from the womb of Rohini. Rohini Nandan Balaram ki jai. Therefore, time came for the giving of their name. Therefore, Nanda Maharaj called the great saint Gargamuni to Vrindavan. Gargamuni was also the priest of the Brishnis. Therefore, he was a great astrologer also, as well as a pure devotee. Therefore, Krishna's name had to be given in secret. Because if everybody came to know that the son of Vasudev had actually been given a name by Gargacharya, then everyone would put one and one together. Vasudev's son is in Vrindavan, along with Balaram. Therefore, the name-giving ceremony of Krishna and Balaram was done in secret. Then when Gargamuni came, Nanda Baba said, "Oh Maharaj, you are a devotee of the Lord. Therefore, you already have everything. What can I do to serve you? Mahat vichalanam ninam grihanam dinachetasam nisrisaya bhagavan kalpati nanyata kuchit." Great souls like you visit the householders, not for self-benefit, but only for their welfare. Don't think when a sadhu comes, he's coming to get your 10 baht donation. No, if he's a real sadhu, he's only visiting you, Jaisri. Why? Out of mercy. Then Nanda Baba said, "We are very fallen because we're immersed in household life, always thinking of my child, Krishna." Out of humility, Nanda Baba is thinking of himself like that. Krishna's an ordinary boy. I'm an ordinary man. My relation with Krishna is ordinary. Nanda Baba cannot understand his position or the position of Krishna. A very natural relationship is there. He said, "Great souls like you visit householders like me only for our benefit. Therefore, you are a great astrologer. He said a real astrologer doesn't even have to know your time of birth. Just looking at your forehead, they can understand everything. One time Guru said to me, you think you can cheat me? I know your last 10,000 births. So, that time, Rohini and Yasoda had brought their sons, Krishna and Balaram. But they wanted to test Gargacharya. Does he really know everything he's talking about? Therefore, they swapped babies. White Balaram was on the lap of Yasoda, and dark Krishna was on the lap of Rohini. Nanda Baba said, because we have to do everything in secret, everybody cannot know that Krishna is here. Otherwise, Kamsa is a great diplomat and a very sinful man. Ganga Muni saying, Mahamaya, Yogamaya has already told that the child who will kill him has been born somewhere else. Therefore, he can understand that the eighth child, the girl, is not the real daughter of Devaki. Therefore, he knows, certainly he will consider everything and understand that Krishna is the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. Then he must take steps to kill Krishna. Therefore, we should do in secret. Therefore, Nanda Baba called Gargacharya to the cowshed, a secret solitary place. And Rohini and Yasoda wanted to test Gargacharya. Therefore, Gargacharya says, I am he, Rohini Putra. Pointing to Balaram, who was on the lap of Yasoda, this is the son of Rohini. Then everyone had so much faith, oh really, he knows astrology. He's the source, he gives happiness to everyone, therefore his name will be Ram. He is abode of all transcendental qualities, he has extraordinary strength, therefore his other name is Bala. Because he unites two families, the family of Vasudev, who is his father, and Rohini, who is now staying with the Brijabasis in Vrindavan, because he brings both families together, he will be known as Sankarshan. Sankarshan Balaram Ki Jai. Then, pointing to Krishna, he said, Asavanas Trayohiyasya Grinato anu yugam tanu sukra raktas tata pita idam krishnatam gata. And for this other boy, you should know that he appears in every age. He assumes different colors, Vijay, white, red, and yellow. And now he has appeared in this blackish complexion. Who is the white incarnation? Hank's avatar. We'll hear his instructions probably on Monday in the 11th canto. Who is the red incarnation? Varahadev also. Red incarnation is Yajna Purush, who teaches the form of Yajna as Yuga Avatar. Who is the yellow complexioned? That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swayam Bhagavan, and Krishna himself is, of course, the blackish incarnation. Therefore, for many reasons, this beautiful son of yours has appeared. Sometimes he also appears as the son of Vasudev, therefore some people call him Vasudev Nandan. This son of yours has many, many names and many forms. All of them are transcendental. All his names and forms are known to me, but the common persons do not know them. To increase your transcendental happiness, this child will always act auspiciously for you. And by his grace, you will cross all obstacles. Previously, this child had appeared to protect the demigods headed by Indra. In conclusion, Nanda, this child of yours is almost as good as Narayan. Narayan is a partial expansion of Krishna. Almost as good, Gargacharya said in a covered way, because even Narayan is not equal to Krishna, therefore Narayan is almost as good as Krishna. He is exactly like Narayan. Therefore, Nanda Baba, he understood this in a different way. Oh, Narayan's power sometimes comes in Krishna, therefore Krishna can do extraordinary things. But Krishna is not Narayan, he is a little bit like Narayan. Therefore, in the end, Gargacharya said, you should protect this child very carefully, even though he's an incarnation of God. But Nanda Baba understood in a different way. Having instructed, therefore Krishna's name was given as Krishna. Krishna Balaram Juki.
Jai.
Krishna and Balaram were named and they were given. They began their activities of stealing. Pakarenge Nayore Bajo Krishna Kanaya.